Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
So much to be thankful for. Thankful for the rain that's falling, Uncle Ed. Praying hard for the rain. Every time rain, I always say, oh, gotta be Uncle Ed. Gotta be Uncle Ed. Especially when I say I work outdoors, the rain's still falling. I say, Uncle Ed, not for it. Not for it. But thankful for so many things. Thankful for my parents, my beautiful mother, and my semi-handsome dad. I'm thankful for the special anointing that is upon them for put up with me. Hallelujah. Testify. Yes. I can be a handful sometimes.
No.
Yeah. But I thank God for all that they do for me, for the love towards me, their prayers for me, again, for putting up with me. I'm thankful for the body of Christ. I look forward to coming to church whenever I can, Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings. I look forward to being amongst the brethren. I'm thankful for you all. I'm thankful for all your prayers and your love towards me. Above all, thankful for Jesus Christ and for the finished work of Calvary. You know, in this day and time, there's a lot that we are to be thankful for, but yet there are some things that we tend to overlook. And before I get ahead of myself and go into my message, I just want to sing this song. And it's a song that, you know, we tend to sing quite often. And maybe some might be thinking, oh, we're going to sing the song again. Oh. But when I sing this song, I don't take this song lightly. I look at it as a decree, as a petition for the anointing to fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Got your Bibles, would you open them up and turn with me to Psalms chapter 66. Psalm 66, and we're reading verses 8 through 12. Psalm 66, 8 through 12. When you got it, say amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise for the reading of the Word of God. Yeah. Again, I'm reading from the King James. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us out into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire. Glory. We went through the fire and through the water. But thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, and I praise you for this word which you have imparted unto us. And I pray, Father God, that you would bless your servant. Father, that your word would be brought forth exactly the way you want it brought forth, that it would go forth and do exactly what you want it to do. I pray, Father, that this word would minister to someone here this morning. Father, that no one would leave here the same way that they walked in, Father God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way, Lord. We yield to thee, O God, this morning. And we just give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated. The title of the message this morning is The Smelting Process. The Smelting Process. In this season, a day has been set aside for us to be thankful. Thankful for what we have. As we sang the song this morning, thankful for a roof over our head, food on our tables, clothes on our backs, and shoes on our feet. We're thankful for our families, thankful for our friends, for the community in which we live. We're thankful for the wise counsel, the teachings, the preachings, the prayers, and the love of our three pastors, the shepherds whom God has appointed over us. But above all, thankful for our salvation, made available to us due to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thankful that one day the trump of God will sound, and Christ shall descend to call us home to glory. We have so much to be thankful for. But yet, oftentimes, we find ourselves overlooking what it took for us to get to where we are right now. Oh, we're quick to acknowledge and thank God for the blessing. See, because it's easy. It's easy to thank Him when things are going good. It's easy to praise in the good times. It's easy to worship on the mountain, but it's down in the valley. That's right. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. It's down in the valley. It's in the storm. It's in the trial. It's in the temptation where the voice of his praise needs to be heard. Because the Bible says in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, though it be tried with fire, though it perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Church, sometimes it takes us having to be tried with fire. Sometimes it takes us having to walk through some fiery trials. But my brethren, count it all joy. Count it all joy, because it's through the fire that weakness is made strong. It's through the fire that God burns away all the junk and all the impurities to get to the valuable material that's underneath it all. You. You are valuable to God. You are precious to God. No matter what anybody has told you or what you have maybe told yourself, you are valuable to God.
Amen.
See, that's what the smelting process is. Smelting is not smelling and melting. But the smelting process is the application of heat. It's the application of fire to extract a mineral from its ore. Now, when a substance like gold is mined, the first thing that is extracted from the earth is its ore. And what the ore is rock, which inside that base material, that base mineral, that base substance is. So around the valuableness is a bunch of rock, is a bunch of hard stuff, a bunch of stuff that is kind of hard to get off. Now, the ore doesn't look like much. It doesn't look like anything special. It doesn't look like anything valuable. Just looks like a shiny clump of rock. But after it goes through the smelting process, once heat is applied, once it is tried and refined in fire, once all the rock, all the waste, all the rubbish is burned off, all that remains is pure gold, the valuable substance under all the junk. See, this process may not be the most pleasant, but it is very necessary so that we can become all that God has created us to be, so that He can shape us and mold us into what He preordained us to be. See, this process is meant to make you and not break you. So again, my brethren, count it all joy. Praise ye the Lord. When you come up against something, against an obstacle, count it all joy, because it's just another chance for God to get some glory. Look what it says in verse 8. It says, "Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard." The first thing that the psalmist tells us to do is to bless our God, to praise His name, to exalt Him, to magnify Him, to lift His name on high. I tell you, church, there's power in worship.
Amen.
There's power in worship. So much so that you can worship your way out of an attack. So much so that you can praise your way out of a trial. Why? God inhabits the praises of His people. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. See, when you truly love the Lord, your circumstances does not dictate your praise. Jesus' name. I want to say that again. When you truly love the Lord, your circumstances does not dictate your praise.
Amen.
Write that down. Put an asterisk next to it. Tweet it. Facebook it. Instagram it. Keep that in your heart. See, that's why David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times." Not just in the good times. Not just when things are going my way. Not just when the blessings are being poured out upon me. But in the bad times too. "I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth." That's why Paul said, "Rejoice in the Lord always."
Yes.
Hey, guess what? Again, I say rejoice.
Amen.
Your praise for Him should not change. Why? Because God does not change. God is the same yesterday, He is the same today, and He will be the same forevermore. God was good yesterday, He is good today, and He will be good forevermore. In the good times and in the bad times, church, He's still all right. There's an old song, and it goes, "If I got no shoes on my feet, if I got no bread in the house to eat, if I got no money to see me through, if I got no friend that I can turn to, oh yes, Jesus, He's still all right. Oh, Jesus, still all right. Jesus is still alright. Jesus, oh, he just can't do me no harm. Oh, Jesus is still alright. Jesus is still alright. Jesus, oh, he just can't do me no harm. No matter what, church, he's still alright. So again, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Praise him, which in verse 9 says, which holdeth our soul in life. Church, our lives are in his hands.
Yes.
Our lives are in his hands. He holds us in the warm embrace of his arms. And in his arms, Antiquaj, I feel protected. In his arms, I'm never disconnected. And there is no place that I'd rather be.
Hallelujah.
In his arms, I find protection. I find comfort. I find peace in the midst of chaos. But he also upholds me with his mighty and righteous right hand. He gives me strength. He gives me courage. He gives me boldness. He suffereth not my feet to be moved. He has caused me to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Though billows roll, though the storms of life rage on, my anchor still holds. My anchor still holds. Though the waters beat vehemently upon me, I shall not be moved. For I once was the fool who laid his foundation upon the sand, and immediately I fell. But praise be to God that now I have learned to lay my foundation upon the rock of my salvation, the chief cornerstone that is Jesus Christ. I've learned to trust in him. I've learned to stand upon his word. I've learned that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I've learned to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loin skirt about with truth, a feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking up my shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, all so that I might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But not just am I able to stand, but now I can take the fight to him. I can march into the enemy's camp and take back what the devil stole. I've learned that I can take back my joy.
Hallelujah.
I've learned that I can take back my praise.
Yes.
I've learned that I can take back my household.
Hallelujah.
I can take back my family. Hallelujah. I can take it all back. I've learned that I have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Yes.
And over all the work of the enemy. I've learned that no matter what comes my way, and no matter what the enemy throws up against me, God is still in control.
Yes.
How? How do we learn all these things? Verse 10 says, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Lord, you have allowed us to go through things that we would not have been able to come out of ourselves. You've allowed us to go through some stuff. And in doing so, you have taught us to look to the hills, from whence cometh our help.
Yeah.
Our help cometh from the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have taught us to depend on your wisdom and not our own. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 25 says that the foolishness of God is wiser than men. You have taught us to depend upon your will and not our own. Because Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says that God's will is good, it's acceptable, and it's perfect. Because thou hast tried us, Lord, you have revealed yourself to be Jehovah El Shaddai,
yeah,
the Almighty God. For when my strength failed, your strength carried me through.
Amen.
You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider.
Yeah.
For in my need, you supplied.
Yeah.
You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. For in my sickness you wrought the healing. You are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, my banner, my covering, my protection, and my victory. You are Jehovah Mekadesh,
the Lord my sanctifier. You are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. You are Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord my righteousness. You are Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. You are Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Lord, you are with me. No matter where I go, you are right there beside me. In verse 11, though thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins. And as David also said, it's good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. So too is it profitable for us to go through trying times. It's profitable for us to go through some tough experiences so that we might learn who you are, O Lord. For how would I know that you could provide if I never had a need? How would I know that you could heal if I never got sick? How would I know that your ways are greater if I didn't try everything I could and failed? But once I gave it to you, you wrought the victory.
Hallelujah.
You have laid affliction upon me, O Lord, not as a curse, but as a blessing. In order to show us that what you have in store for us down the road is greater than the suffering of right now. If we endure the pain of today, the promise of tomorrow will be all the sweeter.
Amen.
See, we as Christians, we go through a lot. We go through a lot. We fight a lot of battles. We fight battles on both the physical and spiritual fronts.
Amen.
We go through hatred, persecution, and even death. For Jesus himself said, you will be hated for my name's sake. You will be persecuted. You will even be killed for my name's sake. We go through attacks of the mind, constantly warring against our flesh, constantly warring to keep the old man down. The old man, he liked to rise up sometimes. But we have the power to put him back down.
Amen.
We go through a lot. But that's exactly what we're doing. We're going through. We are going through. Because verse 12 says, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire. We went through the fire. God didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't drop us in the fire. He leads us through the fire. And it's through the fire that pride is burned away and humbleness is refined. It's through the fire that sorrow turns to joy. It's through the fire that mourning is turned to dancing. It's through the fire that doubt is turned to faith. It's through the fire that stupid is made smart. Oh, excuse me. How many of you guys know some stupid people? All of you guys in raise your guys' hands, come down to the altar. We're going to pray for you guys. But church, don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed when the affliction comes. Don't be discouraged or dismayed when the suffering comes, or when the pain, or when the fiery trials come your way. If God brought you to it, he will bring you through it. If he brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. Because then it says, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. You may have allowed me to go through the fire, Lord, but you brought me out better than what I was when I went in. You brought me out better than what I was when I went in. See, that's why the Bible says the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. So remember, church, just as fire refines gold in the smelting process, likewise, our trials, our struggles, and our persecutions refine and strengthen our faith. They bring new and deeper wisdom to help us discern truth from falsehood. It equips us to carry out what we know is right, making us useful to God. This Thanksgiving, don't forget to thank God for putting you through the smelting process, because you were made better because of it. In Jesus' name, amen.